Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder. This is Young Catholics Respond, and totally appreciate you joining us on today's episode. Wherever you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of our ministry. I want to thank you also, especially if you joined us for our conference, One Faith, One Hope, One Love, and we're just blessed to have you as a part of that conference. If you missed the conference in any way, shape, or form and would like to join, head over to the Patchwork Heart Ministry website. You'll be able to download all the videos afterward. It's still public and available to you. So if you missed our online-only conference, please check it out and enjoy the videos. We had some great speakers and great content for you. So check it out and let us know what your thoughts are about that. And we're hoping to be able to do it more and more. Big shout out to Fiat Ministry Network and Kent Kolheski for putting it all together. Don't want to spend too much time talking about ourselves, though, because on today's episode, I'm blessed to be joined by Alan Smith. And Alan lives in Midland, Ontario, Canada, with his wife Isabel. He is a radio host and director of the Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen Mission Society of Canada. For many years, he had the privilege of serving as a member of the board of directors of the Archbishop Fulton John Sheen Foundation in Peoria, Illinois, which isn't too far away from here in Wisconsin. So, Alan, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for coming on and joining me today to discuss your ministry and your life. It's just going to be a great conversation.
Bill, thank you for having me on the show. It's great to connect with your audience. And, you know, Archbishop Sheen has touched millions of lives in the past and will touch millions of lives in the future. So I'm excited to share a little bit of his wisdom today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he is such an iconic figure. You know, I think we all owe him, anybody that's in radio or podcasting, we certainly owe him a massive debt for what he paved the way for all of us to really effectively reach people through the media as a Catholic. He just touched millions and millions of people. So it's phenomenal. But before we get into Fulton Sheen, I want to talk with you a little bit about your journey just of faith. You know, I think one of the biggest things in today's society, I often say it, is that, you know, the one thing people cannot argue with is about your personal journey of faith. They might be able to argue with you about church doctrine or if this saint is their favorite, but when it comes to your personal faith journey, it's really hard to argue with it. So I just would like to know a little bit about your faith journey and how you have developed, you know, this ministry, and give us a little bit of the backstory.
Okay. Well, my story is unique in some regards, I guess. I'm one of 12 children. So you start off with that, and that is a great, I want to call it a way to form your faith, is in a group, the group dynamic. And so we were, of course, that typical large Catholic family that took up two pews every Sunday. And again, it was just, it's all I knew. Because my neighbor had 10 children and the other neighbor had 8 children. And I don't know what it was, if we lived by the nuclear power plant where I grew up, but for whatever reason, large Catholic families were the norm. And so for me, I was blessed in that my mom and dad were both daily communicants. And so I would watch my dad leave for work at 7 in the morning, but I knew he was going to Mass at a church beside his office. And so that holy example that my dad gave me stuck with me for my whole life. And the same with my mother. My mother would take as many children as that wanted to go, and that we went to daily Mass before school. And so I had this beautiful, solid foundation of the Eucharist from a very young age. I fell in love with the Lord, especially in the Blessed Sacrament. And so all through grade school, went to Mass every day. Of course, just the dynamic of a crazy family with 12 children. And my parents were also foster parents. So over the years, there was a number of foster children that came into our lives. So sometimes we'd have 14 in our home. And so it was just this great environment of love and sometimes they say coexistence, but again, we had to get along. And but the faith was important. Rosary every night. My mom and dad were just saying, hey, you may disagree with what the church teaches, but if you want to live under our house and be fed, fall in line. So I did, and I benefited from it greatly. And, as a teenager, I fell into the charismatic renewal, and we were a bunch of young Catholic kids that were charismaniacs. They call us charismaniacs. So learned the power of prayer and all this stuff. I always prayed for knowledge and wisdom. That was always the gifts I prayed for. And I like to say the Lord's blessed me a little bit in that area, that request. And then I went away to university and got crazy and stupid and did all those stupid things, but never lost my faith. I just had to rely on the sacrament of confession, and then fell in love with a very beautiful girl that's still my wife. And we met in front of a church, and it was just a God incident. And here we are 35 years of marriage later, 3 children, five grandchildren, and I still love the Lord. I still wake up every day and say, Lord, what do you have for me today? But again, not too many tragedies in my life, but again, this peaceful journey that the Lord has taken me on. And so I'm blessed. I truly am blessed.
You know, that's a beautiful, it's a beautiful story, because I think a lot of people out there often think that, when you go on a program like this, or somebody listens to a program like this, they expect to have the big conversion moment, right? They expect to have, this person had this amazing journey and blah, blah, blah. But there are so many regular, Joe Catholics out there that they're just going, I've kind of grown up Catholic. I've deepened my faith over the years. So it's a great witness. Your witness is a great witness, because there are so many people out there listening to this that are just regular, practicing Catholics that just want to go deeper in their faith and think, oh man, I don't want to hear, the latest St. Augustine story, or whatever. And so that's a beautiful thing. The one thing I might ask you just a little bit about, was there a moment in your life, you mentioned the charismatic renewal, so we often talk a lot about baptism in the Holy Spirit or whatever, but was there a moment in your life where the Lord really began to speak to you personally? And there's probably several in our lives, but is there one you want to highlight for us? Really, there was a moment where he really spoke to you?
There's been many moments, and I think when you reflect on your life, you'd say, okay, I do remember, as you say, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I do remember just how powerful God was. I think we sometimes don't ever really recognize just how great God is until you see the movement of the Spirit. And so there was an awakening in my soul in that regards. that God had a plan for me. And I think that was what was important when you go to a Steubenville conference or you go to a conference where they're talking about that message of God has a plan for you. You were made for a certain reason. And you may not know what that is, but God has a plan for you, so work with him. So that was a powerful moment when I was a teenager that I really knew in my heart of hearts that God had a plan for me. What that was going to be, I don't know, but he does have a plan. And when I look back on my life and I say, how does this village plumber, and that's what I am, is I'm the gas man, I'm the local pipe fitter. How does a local pipe fitter end up on EWTN television? How does he have a regular radio show 3 times a week? How does he travel the world, get to do all this? And he's just the village plumber. But God used this man to do this, to bring Sheen's writings to the world. So God has a plan for me. He has a plan for me. And he has a plan for you and everyone else that's listening. And once you realize that, it is that great moment of it's like, you have clarity. You have clarity. And it speaks to the catechism too. You know, again, why was I created? To know God, to love him, to serve him in this life, and to be happy with him in the next. And I think if you can just be at peace with that, you'll have wind behind your sails. And another moment that happened is when I had cancer in 2000. And, you know, again, it was one of those things when finally a doctor says you might die, might die from this. And you kind of go, hey, I never thought about death. Death is not part of that. You know, I want to live till I'm 104, like death early, right. When I'm a young man. And it was that moment where I had to face that reality that I was going to die. I could die. And I'll never forget my little daughter at the time. She's now a big daughter. Of course, she's 28 years old. But at the time, she came to me and she said, Dad, listen, you've been teaching me about St. Therese, the little flower, all these years. And I want you to take your own medicine, okay? St. Therese had this holy resignation. And I paraphrase what St. Therese says, but she was basically saying, and I use this all the time, I said, you were made for eternity. Get used to it. Get used to it. And again, it's this whole idea of your life here on earth. Every day you say to the Lord, what do you have for me today? But know there's going to be that day that you close your eyes and that you're going to be with the Lord. And then you're going to get busy again saying, Lord, what do you have for me in eternity? What projects will you have for me? So you were made by God, for God, to work for God for all eternity. Get used to it.
And, that's a great line. Oh my gosh.
That is, you know, every day. Today I'm going to be on the radio. Today I'm going to do that. You know, but it's kind of like, Lord, what do you have for me today? So I had peace of soul when in 2000 when I had cancer. Mm-hmm. And you can see I'm here today, so I'm alive and well.
Yeah,
and so again, those are two moments I think that I, you know, I think people might be able to relate to at home.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Alan. Let's just take a short little break here. Believe it or not, we're already coming up on the 13 minutes of time here in the first segment. So we're going to take just a short little break, and then we come back. I want to talk with you more about Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen and his impact on the world, because you've spent so many years being close to his work and promoting his work. And I'll just give the website out for people who are looking for an awesome website to detail a little bit more about Bishop Fulton Sheen. It's very easy, bishopsheentoday.com. It's that simple, folks. You can head right over to bishopsheentoday.com. We're going to take a short break. We come back, we'll continue our conversation with Alan Smith. I'm Bill Snyder. This is Young Catholics Respond. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, and I am so blessed to be a part of a free virtual Catholic conference with over 50 well-known Catholic speakers and evangelists to help you form your faith from April 3rd through April 5th online. You must register to participate in this free event at virtualcatholicconference.com. See you April 3rd through the 5th. Have a blessed and inspired day.
The St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation for Freedom, Family, and Faith offers prayerful accompaniment for those who are affected by divorce and separation. We offer free online support meetings for those affected by divorce and for adult children of divorce. You can learn more about us at nonatus.org. That's nonatus.org. Text or call 215-870-9913.
Hi, everybody. Bill Snyder here. Just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And as a founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry, we have so much more going on than just our podcasts. Check it out at patchworkheart.org.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. Or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back here to Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder. Today, my guest is Alan Smith, and we're talking with him about his personal journey, certainly in the first half of the episode. So if you missed that, definitely want you to rewind it and listen to it. If you're listening on the radio, find it on the podcast feed. And the other thing is he has also spent a ton of time getting to know and work with the messages and the life of Fulton J. Sheen. He was on the board of directors for the Archbishop Fulton John Sheen Foundation in Peoria, Illinois for many years, and he is the radio host and director of the Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen Mission Society of Canada, and he has just got a phenomenal mission and closeness to the late, great, venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. And so I just want to ask you a little bit about his legacy and his mission and his message and why it is so relevant for our world today and why people should find out more about him if they don't know anything about him.
Right. All right. Archbishop Sheen, when you look at his body of work, and I've had the privilege of reading most of his books, and he wrote close to, some people say 70 books, some people say 90 books, but let's just say there's a lot of books. And he was also on radio for 20 years, and all of those radio broadcasts have transcripts. So they've written out what he said. And for 30 years, he did a weekly newspaper column where, again, all the major newspapers carried Bishop Sheen writes. And of course, there was those television years that we all seem to remember and know so well. So this body of work is huge. And what Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen was doing was he was catechizing the world, not just Catholics, but non-Catholics, Jews, Protestants. He knew no boundaries. He was preaching the gospel to all who would listen. And he had close to 4 million people listening on his Catholic Hour program at the time. There was 30 million people that would tune into his television broadcast. So he was touching a lot of souls. But he was speaking to people where they were at. He was talking about the issues of the day. He was talking about, juvenile delinquency, mothers working, a peace of soul, all of these things that I think we're all asking about today. So this is why people trusted him, because he came in front of them on their television sets or through the newspaper columns, and he just says, hey, I care about what you're going through, but I do have an answer. I do have a solution, and that solution is God, and put God into your life. And that was his beautiful challenge. He would just say, give God a try. And again, as I shared in my earlier story about St. Therese and getting to know that God has a plan for you, Sheen would say the same thing. Your life is worth living.
Yeah.
God has a plan for you. And I think when you read his stuff and listen to his talks, you realize, yeah, God does have a plan for me. And he meets me where I'm at. And he did send his only son into the world to die for our sins, so that we may have life. And he gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us help. He did not leave us orphan.
No.
And this is why he promoted the Holy Hour and us visiting the Blessed Sacrament. So all of these things, again, I like to say Bishop Sheen is the perfect parish priest who would just reach out to his parish every week and help them to grow and grow and grow. And he never missed a beat. And again, all those years as a priest, he brought hundreds of thousands of souls to Christ, including my dad, who is a convert to the faith because of Fulton Sheen.
Mm, wow, that's, you know, that's amazing. And, you know, you mentioned in there about his his media work, you know, the TV, the radio, and just, you know, the being a simple pastor too, and just reaching out into the hearts of people and meeting people where they are. You know, let's just talk a little about how that is a timeless message, right? Because his messages can still be found and accessed to today, right? I mean, that's kind of one of the things that you've spent a lot of your life working on, is making sure that these messages, which are so relevant and really timeless, are available to the people, right? I mean, and I know that there's a lot of difficulty sometimes in finding them, and you've done a great job of helping people do that. So just talk a little bit about that.
Right. Well, I speak from personal experience. I'm a late I've arrived late at the table. I never read my first Bishop Sheen book till 2009, so it was only 10 years ago that I was introduced to Fulton Sheen. And when I read my first book, I was hooked. I realized the power he has, because he uses St. Thomas Aquinas's logic and applies it to today, puts it in today's language that we can understand. So again, his words spoke powerfully to me. And then I realized if he can stir my soul, he can stir anyone that's introduced to him. And so I've made it my mission to introduce Sheen to a whole new generation of listeners and viewers. And this is what I've done. So with my radio broadcast, I've been on the radio since 2006 with a Catholic Hour. I do the Rosary, Chaplet of Mercy, Lives of the Saints. And I saw an opportunity to reintroduce Sheen's audio recordings on the radio. And so I approached the radio station, and they gave me a one-hour slot. And I started to share Archbishop Sheen's teachings on the radio, on a public radio station, and my phone lines lit up. I tell you, people were calling in.
Wow.
Catholics and Protestants alike. So I knew the power of his voice and his message. And then I developed the website, bishopsheentoday.com, because we need him today. And I took all of his recordings that I could and put them to the site, tried to post some of his YouTube videos to the site. There's lots of digital archives of his old books that are available through the Catholic University of America. So I made those links because I just want people to read Sheen, to listen to Sheen, and to watch Sheen, and you will be converted to a relationship with God. And you're looking for peace of soul? Archbishop Sheen has the answer to help you find peace of soul.
Yeah. So beautiful, Alan, that you've spent your life really working, a large portion of your life really working on this mission. And so, you also talked a lot about what he offered, what his message was, what a beautiful message to be able to talk about, relevant topics, meet people where they are. All of these things, and y'all can't see it right now, but looking behind Alan, he's got a fantastic picture of Fulton Sheen behind him in his office as we're talking. And so there are so many avenues that Fulton Sheen can impact you, and he's providing them all on the website. I want to give it to you again, bishopsheentoday.com. That's all you have to do is head over there. You've got a great store, links, media. I mean, you can just see the entire website. It's got some great family pictures of you too on the about page. So check that out, folks. The other thing I wanted to ask you about too, Alan, is I know that obviously with a faith like yours and following really in his footsteps, using the radio and using the media to reach out to people, there are many people who might want to hear what you have to say about your personal journey. I know you've spoken at many conferences, inspired men, women alike. Talk with us a little bit about how people can get in touch with you to have them come and talk at their parish or at their mission or whatever. You know, I know right now we're all kind of, bottled up inside the COVID-19 coronavirus world, but with hope and faith, it will eventually end through God's providence as well. And then we're all going to be looking for stuff to do, I'm sure. So tell us how people can get in touch with you and follow your ministry too.
All right. Well, everyone can get in touch with me through the website, bishopsheentoday.com. And there is a contact section there. And there's also a little tab that says media bookings. And again, I come on to people's podcasts like this. I'll come and speak at parishes or different functions. Always just invite me and the Lord will get me there, I'm sure. But, what I've found that I try to do is I've had this privilege, again, of reading most of Sheen's writings. And there was two areas that I found that were most important to people's lives. And it was those beautiful messages that Sheen wrote about the cross and the seven last words. And I was able to put together an anthology of Sheen's writings on the cross because people are looking to say, how do I overcome the seven deadly sins? How do I practice virtue? How do I live the Beatitudes? How do I deal with difficult people? Sheen wrote all that stuff. And I took all of those little booklets that he made and put them into one anthology. And it's called The Cries of Jesus from the Cross. And it's produced by Sophia Institute Press.
Awesome.
And so I wanted to make sure. And I said, people asked me, why did you make this? I said, this is for my children and my children's children to read. Because if I had read this when I was a younger man, I would have had a greater wisdom of how to deal with the world because our Lord went to the cross and the power of the cross is amazing. And again, Paul preached, unless I preach Christ and him crucified. So there's power in preaching Christ and him crucified. And I realized that, and Sheen wrote many books on it. So I put them all into one. And the second most powerful set of teachings that Sheen gave that I think everybody needs is his writings on prayer. And so I put together all of his little prayer books into one anthology, and that book's called Lord, Teach Us to Pray. Mm. And the apostles came to Jesus and said, Lord, teach us to pray. And we're going to Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen and saying, can you teach us to pray? And he says, I'm glad you asked. I wrote a booklet on that, and or two or three. And so in that book is all of his writings on the Our Father, the Mass, the Holy Hour, Stations of the Cross, prayers of meditation, all of the stuff that Sheen put into little booklets, I put into one book. So I wanted everybody to read Sheen's writings on the cross and our Lord's Passion and to read his writings on prayer because those are vital, especially today. And so I've made it easy for you. Yeah. I've said, here's the best of Sheen in two volumes. Enjoy them. And they will be your treasured little volumes of reading. Trust me on that. So
yeah, absolutely. And Just to say, this is awesome too, because people need bite-sized faith, especially, right? People need bite-sized faith in today's world. So taking the short little writings and putting them all in one book is ingenious. I think one of those things in our society today is that people are looking for, short, inspirational things that you can just tap into in your daily life. So definitely, head over to Sophia Institute Press or Alan's website. As well, has a shop on it as well. Again, that's bishopsheentoday.com, but it's Sophia Institute Press will also have his books there, and they're of course all able to direct you to the complete writings and reflections on Fulton J. Sheen. So it's awesome, Alan, to have you on the program today, and I really appreciate your time. During these awkward times, during this COVID-19, pandemic worldwide, it just is amazing. Here I am sitting in Wisconsin, you're sitting up in Canada, and we're having this conversation about something that's very common worldwide. There's something unique about that. And I just want to thank you for your time, for sharing with our listeners on today's program all about your ministry, your life. It's just beautiful. We will definitely have you back on our program and can't wait to work with you more and more. So thank you so much from the bottom of our heart.
Oh, you're welcome, Bill. And, you know, Archbishop Sheen would be very pleased at the work we're doing because we're just trying to share Christ with the world. And again, he has said to us so many times, don't be afraid to take Mary into your life, too. And he loved the support of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we need her, too, more in our lives than ever before. So he sends us lots of heavenly help. And he gave us his mother at the foot of the cross as a gift. And of course, the Eucharist, which of course nourishes us. And spend that time, if you can, in prayer every day. So make prayer a holy habit. That's what Sheen would tell us today. Make it a holy habit. So let's do that.
Amen. Well, thank you, Alan. This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.
Teachings for an Unbelievable World is a newly discovered work written by St. John Paul II, then Archbishop Karol Wojtyła of Krakow, in the years just after Vatican II. This is the first English language publication of this important work. In this hardcover book that Scott Hahn calls one of the greatest hidden treasures unearthed in our time, 13 brief homilies provide compelling teaching for Catholics in today's post-Christian world and give fresh insights into JP2's pontificate. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code JP2Teachings, that's JPII Teachings, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.